voice recorder recording. Stop recording. Button hold.
All right, guys, this is my support person. Hello.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, what's up?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
I messed up and called your old phone, and then I realized I totally forgot the change, and then I was like, oh crap, I forgot.
Dropbox uploading, downloading 006 space team 0.
It's all right. That's fine.
Should we talk? I have to remember to switch your phone.
Right. Yes, you do. I wouldn't care because my phone's still active. I heard it ring, and I'm like, I'll just wait till she calls the other one.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. Cause, well, then it also said, like, voicemail, and that's when I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so I'm going to duh. So, yeah. Anyway, so how were your holidays? How are you doing?
It was good. They were good. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Got a hold of Hadley. Got the Microsoft tapes, but I don't really understand them, so I'm going to have to call Hadley again and talk to the person and see if there's any virtual tech classes I can take with another teacher one-on-one to teach me the Microsoft stuff, you know.
Okay.
So
the workshops, you don't find that helpful.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I see.
So.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I don't think they offer, you know, like, word virtual classes, but they might know people who do, so definitely worth talking to them.
Yeah.
They're also really good about answering questions. Like, if you did the workshops and you had questions about what they covered, like, I've emailed them and said, like, oh, is there a keyboard command? Or I forget what I had to ask, but you know, like if they will answer things they don't answer in the workshop too.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they're helpful. But I think if you finally got a hold of that.
Yeah.
Although it doesn't sound like they were the most helpful, but maybe they will come through with some more info for you. So that email work, is that how you got a hold of
Yeah. Yeah, so I heard you're starting to support things soon.
Thanks. Yeah, I was gonna mention, did you get that email? So,
I did.
Yeah, so the plan is that it'll start this month.
Do you know what 27th. Date yet?
Yeah.
27th?
I have it the 27th, which is a Friday at 4 to 5.
4 to 5.
I can't remember. Some people, that wasn't the most ideal time for, but they can make it work.
Okay. So can I let Adrian? Yeah, it works for me. Do I let?
I was gonna ask you. You think he wants to do it, right?
Yeah.
And you think Tracy's his peer?
I think. That's why he told me.
You know
I can.
What I'll do. I'll email Tracy, and then if it turns out he's not, I'll email me. I'll figure out how to. He sounds like he wants to be in the group, too, right?
Yeah. I can find out who he has, and I'll let you know. Text you or whatever.
Yeah. I also can figure it out too.
Yeah.
That way I can get his email and I'll just add him to the group. But yeah, you're welcome to tell him about it and all.
Yeah, do you have the link to the Zoom?
Not yet. I'm gonna do that like the week before.
Okay, could you give it to me like a week before?
So
I can set it up and things.
Yep, I'm gonna send everything out the week before.
Can you send it to me via text? Because text is easier than email. I don't like email.
Yeah, you like the one-tap mobile?
Yeah. Number? No, I like the link via text, too.
The Zoom link?
Yes.
Okay. Do you use, like, the Zoom app?
Yes.
Okay. I will note to text you the Zoom link, then, because you're not the only one that finds that text.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will make a point to text you too.
Yeah. So that's next week, right? No, week after.
No, it's like at the end of the month. You still got like 3 weeks.
All All right, good. All right.
So we'll talk before that then. But
yeah.
You'll want, okay. So, because you like the link just by itself, so you'll want just the, like, Zoom, it'll be like HTTPS, like,
us.us.whatever. Yeah.
So you want that link to get you right into the.
Yeah, I think he'd be interested in that, talk to new people, and, you know, because he's very, like, I don't know, like, I mean, I don't know if next time, maybe, if your boss would allow it again, I could add him in, and you could tell him about it, maybe, possibly?
Yeah, we've done that before. I mean, I don't know what he would need to know, but yeah, if he would be more comfortable
talking
before it, that's
okay. Yeah, maybe, yeah. Or I could see if he's around, today, but, or next time, or whatever. It's up to you.
Yeah, like, maybe next time,
so in 2 weeks.
Welcome to join our call in 2 weeks if you want.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. I don't think that's an issue, especially because he's, like, part of Eye to Eye right now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I will also...
Just check with, whoever the thing is, Alicia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
Plus, that way he might, because, you know, everybody on that call are right now my one-on-ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's not everybody I talk to, but, like,
Is that girl on there?
Yeah, Elena.
Yes.
She's gonna be in there.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So I think he'd be interested to talk to Elena. So.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay.
Interested so far, and so far, at least 5 people, I think, have said yes, so it'll be good. And the groups are capped at 9 or 10.
So how long is the group? An hour? 2 hours? 3 hours?
It's an hour.
Okay.
3 hours there.
Yes!
How much material do you think I have? yeah, it'll be an hour, depending on how things go. An hour the first time.
Yeah.
But if it seems like people have a lot to say, and, you know, I'll adjust the time.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a trial run. I haven't run a group without.
Are you doing the free version of Zoom or paid version?
Oh, yeah. So we have the premium because. It's
yeah, I yeah.
So, but, like, obviously no one else needs to have that.
No.
So, yeah, we can have as long as meeting.
Adriano doesn't use Zoom.
Okay. If he was given the one tap mobile, like, if we gave him the phone number for
him. I don't know if he would be able to, I don't know if he knows how to do that, but I can route him through my computer, through another application. So, there's going to be delay, but I think I'll be fine.
Okay, yeah, we can, whatever works. Like,
yeah. Because, then I could root him through.
And then maybe it would be good to talk to both to him, maybe on our next call, so I can understand, like, if he needs anything from me.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. So, yeah, I will note that.
Yeah, apparently his support person hasn't been calling him, hasn't been letting him know that, like, she has to cancel or whatever. He's getting kind of annoyed.
I won't lie, I am getting more and more people that it might have to start being, like, approximate time. So,
yeah.
I think that's what he might be experiencing. Eye to eye, like, I miss a lot of my calls because my peer, you know, he calls, like, sometime on Wednesday. You know what I mean? And, like, very time for that. So, that is kind of how it goes. He's definitely welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'll talk to I'll figure out how to get that set up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anything you wanted to touch base, like, regarding you today? Like, anything? It sounds like you contacted Hadley, and
yeah.
Maybe they're not the most helpful, but at least
There was one thing I wanted to ask you, if you had any experience or know anybody that has this experience.
Yeah.
When parents just walk in your room and they don't care what you're doing, they just start talking to you without actually thinking, wait, is he talking to somebody? I've had that experience with my parents where my mom walks in, doesn't care who I'm talking to. Doesn't care what I'm doing, just walks in and goes, hey, put the ketchup away, and then walks out. Like, doesn't even say excuse me, just, hey, put the ketchup away. Like, what? I'm like, but you don't know who I'm talking to. Like,
oh, so she's, interrupting you. And
yeah, and, last night, I was in a very important meeting. Last night, can I do a radio show? I don't know if I told you, I do an online radio show.
Yeah.
And, I was in a very important meeting because they were trying to figure out, pre-recorded shows and everything else. And I couldn't hear what he was saying because she was yelling so loud. And I was like, how do I cope with this? I can't.
Yeah, no, that's so frustrating. And I think especially, too, being older and being home is difficult as well. I know for me, parents will forever and always treat you like a child.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I'm in my 20s, right?
Yeah.
Which is kind of difficult to manage sometimes because, it's like you are an adult, right? And so, yeah, that's tough stuff. I don't know for me that I've had to self-advocate with for my parents is I think I've maybe mentioned this with you, kind of setting aside a time when things aren't heated, you know what I mean? And just saying,
last night, I said something, I'm like, Mom, why do you just walk in my room without even caring, what the heck I'm doing? You just walk in, la-di-da, I can walk into my son's room, I can just walk in here and go, hi.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, can you please say, at least say, can you meet for a second, or can you stop what you're doing for a second? I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I would say, yeah, hold on a second, and I would stop, or whatever, I'd say, yeah, hold on a minute, or whatever, if I'm doing something very important, I'd say, hold on a minute, let me finish this.
Yeah. And do you think she
just won't do it. I'm like, I got so mad last night, I didn't yell, I was kind of firm, I'm like, can you at least say excuse me and say, can you mute for a second, can you hold on a second, can you stop for a second, let me talk to you,
yeah.
You don't just barge in, hey, you left ketchup on the floor, you left the cap on the floor, you don't just... That's not...
Right, that feels embarrassing.
My friends are getting annoyed because they're like, does she even care who you're talking to?
Yeah, that is really funny.
That's what Adriano was like. He's like, does she even care who you're talking to? Does she even care that, you're talking to somebody?
Yeah,
that is
frustrating.
It's annoying. I'm like, it's been bothering me all day. I'm like, how do I approach this? I'm like, okay, wait. Support's calling today. Support person's calling today. Let me ask her.
Yeah, and I'm no expert either, but, I've found, too, sometimes, when we kind of label our emotions about, what we don't like, it makes me feel really embarrassed when you walk in and say, this in front of my friends, or, if I feel, talking about how you feel, sometimes, it makes it more, instead of being angry and being I feel embarrassed. This is uncomfortable for me. I feel really, would it be okay if you don't do that? Because it's kind of hurting me, right? Sometimes that can get people to adjust their behavior. But it's, you know, it's definitely an art.
It's very difficult.
It's hard not to get, like, really angry.
I did last time, yeah, okay. I wasn't like, full out ready to just tear her head off. But I was kind of like, I was just genuinely curious. Why did she just walk in without ceremony?
Yeah, wow, that is really frustrating.
It is,
yeah.
Because it's like...
Yeah, I think, you know, when we're self-advocating, the biggest thing we can do is, like, be clear about what we want, right? Like I, like, need my space, you know? And then how does it feel when people take away that space?
Here's the thing. Okay, so I'm not eating dinner with them tonight because I don't want, like, what they're having, you know, like, having, because just, I'm very picky. So, like,
okay.
I like my thing and my thing only. So, I'm very picky, so I get to make my food tonight. Well, it makes, when she does that, it makes me feel like I want to do it to her. But then again, two wrongs don't make it right.
Yeah.
And
right.
It's very hard not to, so yeah. I have to, like, strain myself not to just walk in the kitchen and go, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you, I have to say, excuse me, can you... Can you help me with this after you're done?
Yeah.
Like, it's very hard not to, like, I don't know how to say this.
Right. No, I know, like, showing her how you kind of do it, yeah.
Feel. Like showing her how I feel, her. But...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tricky. And, you know, who knows, maybe sometimes showing her that is, like, yeah, this is how uncomfortable I feel. But sometimes anger doesn't help.
No.
So it's kind of
I mean, okay.
Situation.
I'm angry at her for doing that, because it's like, why are you... I'm more confused. I'm angry, but I'm also confused. I'm like, the reason why she's doing this because is this what her parents used to do to her and this is the only way she knows how to do it? Or is it something else? Like, and I don't want to just go up to her and be like, hey mom, I have a question about your childhood. Is, you know, what you're doing to me, what you have done to you? Like, I don't want to ask her that. Like, that's, like, weird. That's, like, personal. I mean, if it did, it's none of my business, like, but
yeah.
Part of me is like, I want to do it. Part of me is like, I want to do it tonight. That's my brain right now. Part of me is like, I want to do it tonight, and I want to show her how I feel.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's okay to show her how you feel, right?
Like, just don't get angry.
You need to know about her past, right? Like, the reality is, in the present moment,
right.
This is bothering me
because it's getting my friends all wild. It's getting Adriana and my friends wild. It's like, who is she talking? Like, who, like, they're like, what, huh? What? I'm like, I don't know, man. Just, I can't, I don't know how to explain it to them to make them understand that, maybe I could talk about that in the support group thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is a little, like, I guess, I think the support is going to be very, like...
A little awkward?
We'll probably talk about self-advocacy, but...
Yes, that's part one that's...
It'll be very, like, vision loss related, I guess, right? This sounds like, this is kind of general, but it all applies.
It does, it all applies. I mean, I would email my counselor that I have for, coping skills, I emailed her and said, do you have time to talk? I want to talk to you about something because I want to get something off my chest before the weekend hits. You know, I want to be able to relax and know that, hey, if she does this again, this is what I can do. Or if she does it again, this is what I can't do. Or whatever. I want to get some advice from my counselor, but I don't haven't heard back, so.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard.
Sometimes
it's just,
they don't have time. Yeah.
It's really hard to cope with it because I'm like, I want to just rip her head off.
Yeah. Maybe there's a way to get the anger out, you know, you know, sometimes we need to get our anger out. Like, I used to, like, rip paper or whatever, randomly. Not, like, paper that's important, but, like, you know, punch a pillow, I don't know, whatever.
Well, to get my anger out, I don't know, this may be kind of, like, weird to some people, but... Right, what I do is I bang my sweatshirt sleeves together, like a little drum.
Mm-hmm.
I just to get my anger out. It's like, but everyone's like, oh, that's weird. That's not looking to get autistic. I'm like, it's a way to get my anger out. Because if I don't get my anger out, I'm going to take it out on you, and you don't think you want that.
No. Yeah. You know, it's like if you're in your own room and writing, you do whatever you need to do to get out the anger, and then then we can let it out. And you know what is underneath anger is usually like hurt or fear or something like that. So being able to communicate what hurts to the person, I think, often helps them change their behavior. Be able to say this is hurting my feelings.
It's embarrassing because my friend's like, what?
Embarrassing.
What in the world is she doing? What is she talking about? Like, what? I'm like, oh my god, I don't know. Like, and then I feel like hanging up on my friends. I'm like, I don't want to. I can't even talk to anybody anymore. She walks in like every time, almost. Except like now, and I'm talking to you. It's like when she walked in like last night when I was in the meeting. I'm like, everybody heard it because I was right in the middle of talking. I couldn't mute. I couldn't get to the mute button fast enough. I'm like, I tried to. I'm like, oh my god, mom, you're really embarrassing. Just go away.
Yeah, I think definitely telling her, you know,
honest
about like I'm embarrassed.
I feel embarrassed when you just walk in the room and go, hi.
Yeah, you know, and then
could you please say,
like, how can you work together to, like, she needs to tell you something, right? Like, is there a way
hold on, I gotta take this. Hold on, someone's calling me, I gotta take this.
Oh, I gotta go in 5 minutes, just
okay,
so you know.
Do you wanna just go now, so I can take this?
Okay, I'll
call you in
2 weeks then.
Alright, bye.
Alright,
bye.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you gotta tell your mom to call your service coordinator, because you don't have no rides with us, so for January, so we're not getting paid. So you have to tell your family to call your service coordinator, okay?
All right, sounds good.
I'm not coming out to get you on Monday.
Okay.
Just make sure so we can come get you on Monday, okay?
So, if you do get it in time, can you let me know that you got it? Somehow.
Yeah, we'll call you. Yep, I'll call you and let you know, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy.
Oh, fucking God. Call Tasha.
Calling Tasha.
Hello, this is Tasha.
Hey, Tasha, it's Aaron.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Apparently the bus isn't getting paid for January.
They should be.
What I was told just now by the bus driver.
Well, first of all, he really doesn't need to be talking to you about that, because that's like a provider issue, and I haven't heard anything from the provider saying that there was a problem with your transportation.
Oh. Okay, well, that's what he just told me to call the service coordinator and tell her that.
Okay. Well, I mean, if there's an issue with billing, Linda would probably reach out to me, because she's the one that is more in charge of than the bus driver.
Because he's not going to pick me up Monday, he just said.
Okay.
So, I don't know what to do.
I don't know why he would say that, so I'm not really sure.
Can you call them? You have their number, or...?
I can
what's
call her
going on
and check with her.
Okay.
Did you try calling Linda?
No, he called from the transportation thing.
He's
the owner person.
The bus driver is the actual owner?
Yeah, but he's the owner.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Everything is in the system, so I mean, I can try calling Loving Care and talk to Linda.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Call Mr. Porcy.
Calling Mr. Porcy Mobile.
Hey. She just said that everything is in for the system for the month. Okay. Well, she's gonna call. All right. She's gonna call Love and Care. So.
Okay.
Pause. Stop.